of the hardest things to quantify in a business, whether it's your teaching business, whether it's your merchandising operation, whether it's your cart fleet rental, whatever it is, one of the hardest things to quantify is what impact certain things have on your bottom line, on your revenue, on your profits, and all of that. And one of the tricks to trying to figure that out is seeing what happens when you don't have it. So I think that there's a lot of kind of questions. People have a question like, well, do I really need to carry this really high-end line of clothing? Like, the members ask for it, but nobody really buys it, or a few people do, and then the sizes, you know, do a really nice display and invest all this time because the members say that they like it. And then, but we only sell like 25% of it at full price, and then we have to mark it down, and, you know, our margins aren't great, but people seem to like it, but we do make money on it. But what would the impact be? I wonder if we need to keep doing that or not. And one way to figure that out is don't do it. Utilize that space for something else and just say, oh, we're just waiting for another order to come in, but do it for a week or maybe two and see what the impact on your sales is. Maybe people buy other stuff. Maybe you notice people don't get caught up in their attention being drawn as they first walk into the shop to these higher priced items, and they look at it and they spend their time going, oh, okay, that's great. That, you know, I'm not going to buy it because I don't want to buy a $135 shirt or whatever it is, or, you know, whatever the price point is. But they've now taken that time that they were never going to, that they were, could have utilized to buy something else. So that could actually have an impact. Maybe it draws them to another area of the shop where they would buy something where they've never noticed it before. So just taking something away a lot of times has an impact. You can kind of really judge the impact that it has. If do I really need to have these, you know, bottom end shirts in my shop? Like, people say that they really want them. Same thing, just the opposite end of the spectrum. People say that they want them, but they take up a lot of room in the shop or whatever. I could be doing something else with that area. What if you just take them off the floor for a week? See what that does to your sales. And it could very well confirm what you thought, which is I need those because I need that price point customer to buy something, and that's what they're going to buy. So in that case, it could confirm it. But you could also see that now they're actually willing, when they look at another shirt, to be like, you know what, I do get the difference. I usually buy these, but I do get the difference, $15, $20 more. I get a better quality. I get more selection and like more of a fashionable fit. Whatever it is, you can maybe convert enough of those people to something else. And then you don't need to have a bottom end, a middle end, and a high end. You can kind of trim down on one. So just taking stuff away will often show you the impact of having the thing, if that makes sense. And that could also go for your teaching operation too. Maybe you offer pack, or maybe for like scheduling, let's say, maybe you feel like you have to be there from 7 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, because the evening people really need those 6 and 7 o'clock time frames, and then the morning people really need those morning time frames. But maybe for a week, you could say, okay, this is the week I'm going to do it. I'm just going to be here from 12 to 7 these 3 days, and then I'm going to be here from 7 to 12 these 2 days, and just run with that. And if people are like, well, then I can't do it this week, then look at the impact of that and look at like how much your how many less lessons you have because of kind of restricting your schedule and thinking that you can't do that because you don't want to lose those customers. Maybe you lose 2 lessons in that week, but maybe you also picked up 21 hours of time that you could be devoting to making content, to drive more people, to increase your rates, getting educated, whatever it might be. Maybe having those 21 hours back is better if you think about it, giving up 2 lessons. If you're making $100 a lesson, that's $200. But when you do it over 20 hours, so I don't have to do the math of 21, but say over 20 hours, that's $10 an hour, where you were making $100 an hour with lessons. There's a lot more that you can do in that time that would be worth it. And when you break out kind of the hourly exchange of that, you end up better off. So taking stuff away, creating restrictions around the thing that you think that you can't do without, to see the impact that it has, I think is a really creative way and a very clear way. If that's the one variable that you change that week, to see what impact taking that thing away is, to see the impact that it actually has.